Mr. Abbott, let me know when you're good to go.
Good to go.
Good to go. All right. We'll call the meeting to order. Our first order of business, the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda this evening?
No changes.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
The move and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 22nd, 2007 meeting.
Gentlemen, I've received no corrections from any members.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of March 22nd, 2007 as circulated.
Second.
So move and seconded to approve the minutes of the March 22nd, 2007 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we reached the time in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. For those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I would ask that you direct our attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, as he has a few words about how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in these open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now or to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. The chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the chairman, and the chairman may direct the question to the appropriate person if the chairman thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.